You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 21st day of November 2022. As always, brought to you by Duffy's. And join Duffy's for the Thanksgiving event they have going on, the 2022 second annual Turkey Bowl. Extended hours, all locations, every game. That's coming up this Thursday from noon until 11 p.m. And you could celebrate with Duffy's Thanksgiving. How about this? You watch all the football. Buffalo at Detroit, New York in the NFC at Dallas, New England at Minnesota, and of course the Thanksgiving menu. Turkey dinner platter, pumpkin pie, Jack Apple Old Fashioned. Reserve now. Duffy'sMVP.com for more information. Well, coming up in about 5 minutes, we have Ken LaVica live. And right now, live, we'll have Ken LaVica talking to us about what is the biggest sporting event in the world. No, it's not the Patriots over the Jets. That was fun yesterday. It's not the Cowboys blowout of the Vikings. Wasn't that. It wasn't another Patrick Mahomes comeback win yesterday. It is the World Cup underway, and Ken knows soccer better than anyone. He's got a big show today starting at 1 o'clock as part of Ken LaVica Live with the World Cup. Ken, let's first start with this. Tell us why, definitively, the World Cup is the biggest sporting event in the world right now.
Because it touches the most countries, the most people. It's the sport that is most widely recognized and followed on the entire planet. And this is the culmination of this every 4 years, the most global tournament that you're going to find in all of sports. And 32 teams come together. And that's why this is the biggest tournament on the planet. The TV numbers show it. The amount of fans show it. This is just a spectacle unlike any other.
Are we good, the United States team? I know we play today at 2 o'clock right after your show against Wales,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, it's against Wales. And so the U.S. is good. Are they as good as they have been previously, say, the Brazil World Cup or when they were in South Africa? No. Part of that is because the U.S. is the third youngest team in the entire tournament. There's only two players over 30 years old on this roster. It's really unprecedented. But if this makes sense, this is the most talented that the U.S. has ever been in a World Cup.
Oh, that dreaded word.
Yep.
When you say somebody in sports is talented, all that really means is they haven't won or can't win. Aaron Rodgers, most talented quarterback. What is that really telling you?
You're right.
Hasn't won enough Super Bowls.
Except the difference here is that they haven't realized their peak of success because they're so young, because they're so green. This, though, is the step in finally trying to make the decision. Hey, can we actually get to a spot where we're in a semifinal? Because if these guys fail and then they don't follow up 4 years later, then it's a problem.
All right, Ken, before I have you promote where your show is going to be and tell everybody about it today, coming up when we are done, tell us who's going to win the World Cup.
I think Brazil is going to win the World Cup. They are a certifiable all-star team. There's no holes in their game except maybe a bit defensively, but Brazil wins the World Cup.
And where can people find you today, Ken LaVica, live noon until 2 and part of the World Cup show starting at 1?
All right, so Stonehouse Brewing, North Palm Beach, Crystal Cove Commons, great place to watch soccer. It's going to be your soccer viewing headquarters. And so Ken LaVica live starts at noon. 1 o'clock, Stars and Stripes today. Myself, Julian Zaldivar, Ilias Bustamante from our Deporte 760 side. We'll be doing a pregame an hour before every U.S. match in this tournament.
Thank you very much. Ken LaVica live coming up in just a second here. But before we hand it off to Ken, I want to tell everybody about Dr. Goldhaber. He's been treating ENT patients in Florida for over 25 years. Probably not going to want to talk to me today after his Giants had a terrible loss to the Lions, who have now won 3 games in a row. But other people tell you about Dr. Goldhaber, including me. How about some of the Google reviews? Abby in Boynton Beach, extremely competent, knowledgeable, thoroughly explains all details, and is easy to understand. Caring and kind, compassionate, very enthusiastic, a wonderful doctor in person. Highly recommend Dr. Goldhaber. He can treat it all: ear pain, sore throat, post nasal drip, sinus pain, pressure, congestion. Dr. Goldhaber offers same day and next day availability. Telemedicine appointments also available. Contact him today at goldsinus.com or give him a call at 5GoldhaberSinus.com or 561-734-3636. GoldhaberSinus.com, 561-734-3636 with Dr. Goldhaber. Ken LaVica live right now on ESPN 106.3.